All right, we'll go ahead and continue the call with Stanford head coach David Shaw. The Cardinal are home hosting USC in the conference opener for the two teams. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Ryan Young at Rivals.com.
Hi, Coach. What are your impressions of USC's JT Daniels just from looking at the tape so far?
I don't think any of us that saw JT play in high school the last couple of years are surprised, number one, that he won the job, and number two, that he went out there and was very efficient and effective. You know, he's got a quick release. He's very accurate. He's very calm. He's not, you know, you're not going to rattle him. He's a football gym rat. You know he's going to know what to do and how to do it.
And then secondly, obviously you didn't need a ton from Bryce in the first game, but how did he kind of respond to having a rare, quiet stat game for his standards?
Well, the best thing about it is that Bryce doesn't live in his stats. Bryce is a football player, and when you play against a team that, is the highest percentage blitz I've ever coached against. So with that many guys dedicated to stopping the run and at the line of scrimmage, he had to be a great pass protector, and that's what he was. And we talked about the team yesterday, and, he didn't get 200 yards rushing, but his pass protection allowed J.J. Arcega-Whiteside to get 200 yards receiving.
Yeah.
He had to pick up some blitzes, and some over in the A-gaps, and there was linebackers, and he had to step up there and do it. And you talk about him doing this off season, gaining 10 pounds of muscle and being stronger, and you get a chance to see that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Joey Kaufman, Orange County Register.
Coach, this is going to be, I think, the fifth year in a row where you guys are going to play SC first or second week of the season and come to open conference play. Do you have any kind of thoughts on that being a game so early in the schedule?
You know, I think we'd all prefer it be a little bit later, but I don't mind it. They've been great games. They've been some of the more exciting games every year. I think you've got two really good teams and that have played a lot of good football, especially in recent years. So I think it helps the offseason as well. You know, you can't anticipate getting off to a slow start. You got to get off to a fast start because you got a big game, a big conference game week two. Now you give me my preferences. Of course, I'd like to push it back a couple weeks, but at the same time, we're kind of used to it being this early, and I think the fans of both teams have really appreciated some of the games we've been able to give them.
Have you kind of broached the subject all about pushing the game back later in the conference schedule?
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of scheduling dynamics that we're constantly talking about as a conference. And that is our non-conference games. There are other conferences that do their non-conference games in a different way than we do. So I know between our commissioner and all the people involved in scheduling, they've been talking about things for years, and we'll continue to have those conversations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Kyle Bonagura, ESPN.com.
I was actually going to ask the same question that Joey did about the timing of it, so I'll let you off easy this week with nothing.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, David.
Your next question is from Ann Peterson, the Associated Press.
Hi, Coach Shaw. The Pac-12 is expanding its initiative to shorten football game times this season. And I wanted to get your thoughts on what you thought of some of the implementing some of the plans like shorter halftime and closer game start, and if how that affects you in your coaching.
Well, the shorter half times I don't mind. It hasn't been an issue. The only issue is when you have some of these stadiums where you're a long ways, your locker room's a long way away from the field, where it takes a long time to get to the locker room and back. But for the most part, that hasn't been an issue. My main concern is that we are augmenting the football game for the main reason why these games are longer is because of the commercial breaks. So that to me needs to be addressed, which I think we've done a lot in our conference and the Pac-12 Network in particular, as far as not cutting away from games to do advertising, so that we can stay in the flow of the game and still allow our advertising partners to sell their products. So that's the hard part for me is when you go into you have 3 or 4 stoppages in the first quarter for commercial breaks and TV timeouts. Those make the game take longer than the actual game. So that to me is the biggest thing that needs to be addressed. Some of these smaller things are not a big issue, but cutting down the time between a special teams play and an offensive defensive series. I noticed in our game for both teams, I noticed on TV a couple of times, it's been tough to get the ball snapped when you've got a lot of field being covered, a lot of bodies moving on and off the field. But we're trying to save a few seconds, which in the long run, I don't know if that's really worth it, which I know we're all looking at to see if this is really going to help and what will help.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
And again, to ask a question, press star followed by the number one.
Any further questions for Coach Shaw?
Your next
Got one
question
more.
comes from Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Great.
Obviously, playing a long time tonight, you can let me know where and what specifically are you hoping to see your team sort of take that next step on Saturday?
Cool. You always hope there's a big jump between the game one and game two. In execution and some of your younger guys kind of getting a chance to see themselves on film and get corrected and get better and use that experience from game one to move on to game two. But the biggest thing we always harp on here, of course, is execution. And San Diego State really did a great job of really attacking us and attacking our running game. There were still about 4 or 5 plays if we do what we're capable of doing, we still get Bryce Love to the second level. So it's about just that one more second of a half a second of a strain, one more quick communication, make sure we're on the right people. So just all those little things, you want to be better week two than you were week one.
Awesome. And last one, has Osiris given you guys any helpful scouting reports on his brother?
Not at all. Not at all. I know they're excited. I think they're looking forward to being on the same field at the same time, and I know their family's looking forward to it as well.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Any further questions? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. David, thank you for your time, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.